Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another. The date today is the 7th of October 2009 and the time is 7:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Karen Swift, I'm 36 and I'm from Smalley in Derbyshire.
And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
It was the fact that it was something different and it's sort of a one in a, you're only ever going to get one chance to do something like that. So I put my name forward to have a go.
And when you found out that you had got a place, what happened then?
I was really excited. I couldn't believe it when I'd actually got a place.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
I've decided my hobby is sort of making dolls and things like that for collectors, so I decided to put a baby together up there because the dolls that I make look like real babies. And I've also done it to raise money for the Bliss charity as well, which is the baby sick babies and babies that are born too premature in the UK. So I've also raised a bit of money for them by doing it.
And is this something that you would ordinarily do in an ordinary day?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something I do every day.
How did you get into making dolls?
I finished work when I had my last daughter, she's four now, so I've been doing it 4 years. And so I gave up work, but I can't just do nothing. I needed to do something, so I started making them then, and it's just sort of grown from there.
And how do you make them? Can you explain a little bit about it?
They start out as a blank vinyl plastic kit, and they're painted so that the skin tone and everything's on there. You paint the veins and everything in, all the colour in, you paint all the colouring and everything on. Then you, the hair and the eyelashes, they're all hand applied with a needle, so you sort of put one strand of hair in at a time, until they look like a lifelike baby. And then they're weighted so that they feel like a real baby. And so mainly it's people, collectors, that collect them.
And the clothes as well?
Yeah, they're all real baby clothes. Yeah, most of them, the sort of newborn size ones, you can get, some are bigger, they're all sort of 6 month size, but the one I bought today is sort of newborn size baby. But it's already painted and everything's done. I'm just going to assemble it because it took too long to do. Couldn't possibly do one in an hour. So
how long does it normally take to make one?
I don't know, probably takes about 20 hours to paint, and you can spend anything up to 40 to 60 hours doing the hair. So the hair does take a long while, because it's strand by strand putting the hair in with one needle, and it's that does take a long while.
And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's the fact of just creating something from a blank kit, that wasn't really anything. And the pleasure, it's nice to see the pleasure other people get from collecting them as well. So.
And have you got a doll that you're working on at the moment that you're bringing in today to work on?
Yeah, that's what I brought to it. It's all finished. I'm just going to assemble it on the plinth while I'm up there, so I'll be giving birth on the plinth and coming down with the baby.
And would you like to say a bit about the charity that you've decided to help out as well?
Yeah, Bliss, it's a charity, it's the only UK charity that caters for babies that are born either premature or the sick at birth. It's the only UK charity for them that does it. They don't receive any funding from the government or anything like that. It's all solely on funds that they raise. So I decided to do it for them. They provide a lot of support to families as well. So.
And how are you feeling about going on the plinth now that you've actually?
I'm really excited now. I'm just hoping the weather holds out and it doesn't rain.
What kind of experience are you hoping for overall, do you think, by taking part in One Another?
Just it's nice to do something that's just for yourself at the same time as it being something that's for the country as a whole. Like, it's a snapshot of the UK, in 2009, but you're still up there on your own. You get an hour to yourself to do whatever you like. So I do think it's a good project like that. It sort of combines everything.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself? Who will the person on the plinth be today?
Well, I've got four children. They've brought sort of an age from 17 down to 4. So they're all at home with the dad today. We travelled down last night. I don't know really, I'm not really sure.
Where are you from originally?
Derbyshire. From Derbyshire, originally from Belper in Derbyshire. And we live in a little village just outside, not that far from Derby really, but it's only a small village. So blink and you miss it while you drive through, Smalley.
How come you've stayed there, do you think? What is it that you've liked about Derbyshire?
It is a lovely place, it's really nice, but saying that, it's really nice to come to London as well and see everything down here.
What are your, at the moment, what are your passions in life, would you say?
Probably children, more than anything. Yeah, definitely.
And what do they think about you taking part in one another?
I'm not sure, I think they just think I'm a bit mad anyway.
And your other family and friends, have you told them?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll all probably be watching, hopefully, at home. Yeah. So.
And then what's the kind of experiences that you would say have really sort of shaped you into the person you are today?
I don't really know. I think you've got to take what you can from life and live for the moment and don't take anything too seriously.
How would you describe yourself? Say with the three words that you had for the profile, what did you choose?
What did I choose? I can't remember, to be honest. Something to do with a barmy nutter, or my children actually picked him. Because they just thought I was barmy, wanting to go. And they was like, why do you want to go in the plinth? It's just nice to do. You're doing something for yourself, but you're doing something for everybody else at the same time.
And who are you doing this for today, taking part in one another?
So I said probably myself, but for everybody else as well.
And what do you think about the One Another project?
I think it's a brilliant project. It's given people a chance to sort of express what they consider, what's important to them. It's not necessarily art, but it's, although, it can be conceived as that, it's give everybody a chance to do something that's important to them with no restrictions sort of based, to go by.
And have you done much travelling?
Not really, not a lot, not too much. I think we've done more travelling these last couple of days coming down here.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to add or to say about yourself before you go and stand on the plinth?
I don't think so. I'd just like to thank everybody for the opportunity of being able to do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.